no-shows, the greatest fear and frustration of many event organizers. How big is the problem actually, and what can you do about it? I'm asking Danny Stevens from The Promise, an initiative committed to address the no-show issue in the event industry. We're going to talk about no-show. How big is the problem actually?
Well, we've done market research a couple of years ago, and depending on the industry, we can accept that some industries have to cope with no-show rates of around 35 to 40% in certain industries. IT is the most affected. Mm-hmm. For external events, they accept that 30 to 35% no-show is a normal rate.
A normal rate.
So they keep it in account, and I think as a company you should strive to have a maximum of 10%, and better 5 to 6% is what we should get at.
Okay, but you guys with The Promise are fighting against no show. Maybe we can watch your video first.
Yeah.
This is exactly what it's all about.
Yeah, people have to realize that every empty chair in an event is costing money, and that when you click that button of I will be there, that there's a lot of things happening behind the scenes. People are preparing, and there's a lot of waste, and it's been a frustration of several years in the industry. If we should pile up all the waste we have seen in the last years, it's an enormous pile, and I think everybody that's active in the event industry can confirm that.
And who is The Promise?
The Promise is a non-profit association with some agencies from the industry, like MPI, ACC, Event Managers Association. So it's a non-profit organization with a group of people that are actually involved day by day in the business.
You bring services to event organizers to help them to reduce their no-show.
Yeah, The Promise is an awareness campaign, and we motivate companies to use the logo to create an awareness in the industry that by using the movie and by using the logos that people realize that something's happening when you click that button and you say, I will attend. And actually, we're asking people to promise the organizer that they will come, not that they say, I will come. Yeah. No, I promise you that I will come. And if I'm not coming, I will do something back for you. Not for the company, but I will support a non-profit organization and donating a little fee to UNICEF or to any to any cause.
And how does it work then?
Well, we actually are going to trigger the no-shows on the event, and the day after, the people are going to receive an email campaign. We have a platform for that.
Yeah.
We can directly link to any registration platform, import your no-show list, and then do the campaign from a third party speaking.
And why is that so important?
Because it stays a very delicate matter. First of all, you're inviting your main goods in your company, mm-hmm. that's your clients, and then when he doesn't show, you have to say, hey, we know that you weren't there, so we want you to do something back. So it's easier if you talk by means of a third party and create awareness and say, it's a pity you weren't there, because we could have done something else with that money, like supporting a cause of UNICEF.
And then you ask the people.
You ask, so you don't ask anything in return for the organizer or for the agency or whoever, but you're asking them to support a cause that you attend to.
And what kind of results can you expect from working with a label like The Promise?
Well, we've been working with quite some companies over the years, and we can accept that a no-show reduction of around 50% is realizable mm-hmm. in the long term. So it's not going to happen after the first announcement, because the first thing you will get is people clicking the logo and say, oh, that's strange, but it's true. Yeah. And then afterwards, when they get the mail or where they get directed to the mail, say, it's a pity you weren't there. So they know I wasn't there. And the next time you're going to be clicking that button, you're going to think twice before you click. So and a side effect you get with that is that people are actually going to register later in the period. So some organizers are starting to panic and say, ratings aren't that good, my registrations aren't that high. But in the last weeks before the event, you see that there's an increase.
And is there a cost on participating?
Well, it's a very low cost. We had the participation fee in the beginning was higher. We want most of all, we want all the people in the industry to use it and to create awareness. And that's the only way we can do it is to make it acceptable and advisable for everybody. And that's the cost for a year is €90. So
that's very reasonable.
And then you can download the logos. You can use the logos freely for any type of events you want. And it's free for non-profit organizations or associations.
That's all. Okay, that's interesting. Yeah. Thank you very much for coming to our studio.
Okay, thank you, Kevin.
And you at home, thank you for watching our show, and I hope to see you next time.